Kip tuned him out. Kip was far from indifferent to the young Jedi's cause. He'd been a slave miner himself decades ago on Kessel. He would be happy to go anywhere and practice aggressive negotiation on slavers. He just wasn't as interested in paying close attention to a speech that seemed less about informing the Jedi and more about irritating Kenth Hamner, who was in charge of the Order at this politically conservative time. Kip felt something moving toward him. He looked up to find Jaina leaning against the back of his chair. She pitched her voice as a whisper.
Shizor, huh? Why is it that dead enemies can't be content to remain dead?
Kip shrugged. I'll ask Exar Kun the next time we're out drinking together.
Funny man.
Full text of my report, titled An Inquiry on Surviving Slavery Practices in the Aftermath of the Second Galactic Civil War, is available in the Temple Archives. That's the simple version. I'll have the annotated and cross-indexed version available in about 3 weeks.
Hamner's voice was inexpressibly weary.
Thank you, Jedi Sar, for your extravagant efforts on this cause. We certainly recommend that everyone acquire and familiarize themselves with your report.
He took another look around, spotted Kip, and abruptly straightened.
This concludes the primary portion of this meeting. The continuation of this meeting is limited to masters and those we have asked to remain behind.
As one, the Jedi Knights and apprentices not among the invitees rose and began to file from the chamber. Jaina remained. Master Hamner waited until the last of those departing had passed beyond the chamber door. He pressed a button on his chair arm, and the door slid into place and locked.
Master Duren, report readiness.
Kip cleared his throat. Our Stealth X squadrons are currently at 72% operational readiness. By current estimates, in 2 days they'll be at 91%, which is likely to be a peak. To get a better proportion of fully operational X's, we'd need to lay out credits in such a way that the government and press couldn't possibly not notice.
This one says we launch now. Let the other percentages join us in 2 days.
Master Hamner looked as though he were repressing a pained reaction.
Thank you, Master Sabatine. And launch where? To the Maw? We don't know where these new Sith are.
Saba Sabatine did not seem in the least daunted. The reptilian Jedi Master stood, restless.
Launch for a staging area where the governments cannot interfere with us, where they cannot record and track us. Let us go dark, stealthy, and now.
In 2 days, we may have re-established contact with Ben Skywalker or the Solos. We may know much more than we do now. We wait.
There was no mistaking the martial tone of command in Hamner's voice.
We'll maintain the same subterfuge we have been using. Most of the Masters will remain clear of the temple, except during these meetings, so as to avoid the appearance that we're up to something. Master Ramus, the rotation of our most experienced Jedi pilots back to Coruscant is continuing as planned?
Octo Ramus merely nodded.
And still no evidence in the archives of this hitherto unknown branch of Sith?
That set several heads to shaking. Hamner sighed.
Very well. Let's get back to it. Thank you, everybody.
He pressed the button on his chair arm again, and the chamber door slid open. Kip caught Jaina's eye before he headed for the exit.
Stay close to the temple. When we launch, I want you in a Stealth X.
Count on it.